Our story begins at Serena's apartment, where Mac is talking with Serena in the living room.
Look, Mac, I know you've been job hunting, and I'm not sure how you're going to feel about this, but a position just opened up at Dean, and I think you'd be perfect for it.
At Dean? In the finance department?
Yes, not working directly for me, but as the manager of a group we work very closely with quite a bit.
Well, I hadn't even considered Dean because of Todd. It's so hard not to think about him without working for the same company he worked for.
And I completely understand that. But this position just seems like a good fit with what you told me about your job history. Look, just think it over. And if you decide you want to pursue it, I will be more than happy to refer you.
Thanks, Serena. I appreciate it.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
So, how are things going with you otherwise? Has your sleeping improved at all since the last time we spoke?
Not really. I keep having the same nightmare about Todd over and over. I wish I could just put it out of my head.
What does Raven say about all this?
Well, aside from noticing my tossing and turning, I haven't really told her about it. She thinks I'm at a late gym right now trying to tire myself out before bed. My mother, sisters, and Hannah are all taking Todd's death very hard, so I feel like I need to at least appear strong for them.
Mac, he was your kid brother. No one expects you to just be able to move on and pretend like none of this ever happened. I know I certainly can't. I'm past the blame, but I'm starting to show a bit now, and I'm going to have a reminder every day for the rest of my life about all the mistakes I made with Todd.
You can't even tell. You don't look like you're showing to me.
I can see the bump, believe me. I was huge when I had Denise, and I swore to myself that I would not get that big again if I had another baby.
Serena, I have a hard time imagining you could look bad no matter what.
Obviously, you have some experience talking down a pregnant woman.
That I certainly do.
At their apartment, Perry and Rex are talking in the living room.
You should have seen Gregory's face this morning when I dropped him off at school and he saw Denise. I can't believe that our son has found his first girlfriend. And it's the daughter of the man that gave me HIV.
I know. That is a little weird, but it's nothing those two kids will be able to understand for quite a while. I think they're really cute together.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It was so nice to hear you call Gregory our son. I've been thinking a lot about that the past couple of months since he's moved in with us.
So have I.
What would you think about talking to Miss Huffman about making this a permanent arrangement?
I think that would be an excellent idea.
But are we ready for this?
Hey, we're terrific dads. Even Gregory says so.
We really aren't bad, are we?
We're the coolest dads at Carver Elementary for sure. I don't remember my dad being very hip.
You haven't mentioned him in a while. Has this Gregory talk and Joe looking for his parents made you think about your biological parents?
A little. But right now, I want to focus on the future. Our future. With Gregory.
At her apartment, Hannah is talking with Connie, who has just arrived to see the place for the first time.
It's nice, Hannah. I think this change will be good for you.
Well, there's no way that I could stay at Todd's apartment after everything that's happened.
I agree.
So, what's new with you? How long are you going to keep this mystery man a secret?
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I was planning on talking to you about it today.
Hey, perfect timing. So, what's up?
First, I might as well tell you that the man I'm seeing is someone you've met. It's my boss at the firm, Marshall Wells.
What? Are you serious? Honey, I can't believe you got involved with someone at the office. Now I understand the need for all this secrecy, at least at work. But why couldn't you at least tell Raven and me?
Well, Marshall has insisted on keeping our relationship hush-hush. So that's what I did. But there are so many things I need to talk to someone about. And some of them affect you directly.
What do I have to do with Marshall?
I'm sure you remember that I was working on a Dean Industries acquisition that involved Serena Stiles.
Ugh, don't even mention that woman's name to me.
That's exactly what I told Marshall. He acts very strange anytime Serena is mentioned. I swear there's something going on there that I don't know about.
Please tell me that witch isn't sleeping with Marshall while she's carrying Todd's baby.
No, I don't think it's that. But there's something there. And he won't hear a bad word about her.
Yuck. That woman must have him wrapped around her finger.
Apparently. And knowing everything I know makes me want to avoid her like the plague.
Oh, honey, I just realized that if you've been with Marshall this whole time, you must have had to deal with his son's suicide.
Yeah, as much as I could. I try to be there for Marshall, you know, but his life with his ex-wife, his son, it's all kind of a mystery to me. Marshall is a very closed-off person.
Honey, don't take this the wrong way, but maybe it's time you cooled things off with this guy. He's been through a lot, and if he's not opening up, he may not be ready for a relationship.
Don't worry. I'm having those same thoughts myself. And I'm not sure how Clint would take all this, knowing I'm seeing the father of his dead friend.
This is all just a little too complicated right now. Talk to Marshall and see if he will open up. But if he doesn't, I would take a step back. Not that I'm any type of relationship expert or anything.
No, you're right. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.